Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Paul Mills Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Coaches Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. We talk Shocker men's basketball. Coach, after your 105-62 win over Prairie View, you mentioned us. I hate to nitpick after a 43-point win, but what were a couple of the things that you kind of felt the need to nitpick about a little bit?
Yeah, I think from a defensive rebounding standpoint, like, you expect to be better there. I know the two teams last week, both of them were able to retrieve, you know, a little north of 30% of their shots. So they're getting 3 out of every 10 of their misses. And if you're 25 out of 100, I know that's just a 5% difference, but it's 2 and 3 different possessions that you're talking about in a 70-possession basketball game. And as you know, a lot of these games are 1 and 2 and 3 possessions. So that stuff just kind of adds up. And we need to be better there. You know, pleased with the offensive rebounding, able to get, you know, 51% the opening night against UNC Asheville, and then able to get 41% the other night against Prairie View. And so us being able to retrieve offensive rebound shots is a, you know, it's a plus, but it's the defensive rebounding that we need to get a lot better at. And we were much better in the second half. You know, we had the 8 turnovers there at halftime and only finished with 2. We knew that their pressure was going to be something that we were going to be forced to deal with, and the on stage of the pressure we didn't deal with well. It took us a little while to settle in, so that's going to come just do systematic challenges that other people play with. And I felt like, you know, you've heard me mention this, we need to rebound the ball and we need to take care of the ball, and things that we need to be good at, you know, You need to practice and be good at what happens most often. And so rebounding is a thing that happens a lot, and getting quality possessions is a thing that happens a lot. So we need to clean up those two areas, because those are huge for us in regards to what we emphasize.
And that's interesting. I hope people find that interesting, because you look at just the rebound margin in the two games, and it's really good. I mean, if you average that for the year, you'd be way up among the national leaders. So you look for things that are a little more specific about, as you said, just a couple of possessions a game.
Yeah, you know, a rebound margin can, yeah, a team may be missing a lot of shots, or, you know what, you may be making a lot of shots, so there just aren't as many opportunities. So rebound margin is, it's a decent number, but it's not percentage, right? You need to kind of pay attention to what percentage of the balls that are available are you retrieving. And again, if the other team's getting 3 out of every 10 of their misses, that's a little north of what we need it to be in order to be one of the better rebounding teams in the country. So it's an emphasis for us. You know, we led our league last year in rebound margin, and there were games where we could be pretty dominant on the glass. We just weren't consistent. But rebound percentage, like, what percentage of our shots can we retrieve? And, you know, being around 45%, to be honest with you, would lead the country. You know, the best teams in the country are somewhere around the 40% margin. So that's good. But defensive rebounding, what we're doing right now at the 30% rate is not even going to put you in the top 100. And so we need to be better there.
You mentioned before the game personnel, knowing personnel, and as we talked after the game, they had some good individual players. And how do you feel like your guys addressed the scouting report and things that you worked on?
Yeah, very good players and just a good backcourt. You know, they have guards who can play in space and go one-on-one. I thought we did a great job on Tay Joseph. Tay Joseph was number three, and he's a shooter, played at UTSA. So we'd seen him before, and he finishes 1-for-6, their other shooter. Doug, number five, had come into the game making 2 out of 3 threes, but PJ coached him in Houston. So PJ Cousinard was really familiar with his ability and knew how well he shot the ball. So between those two guys, for those guys to go 1-for-10, I don't know that you're going to limit opportunities behind the arc, but, you know, guys are going to be good enough in order to get shots off. We needed to make sure that we contested them, and we did with those guys. There were some other guys that we didn't. And didn't do. We have to defend the paint with all five guys. You know, if the ball gets closer to the rim, percentages go higher. You know, if I don't know if everybody's shocked by that or not, but that's basketball, right? The closer you can get the ball, we did not do a good job of defending the paint with all five guys. And so there's times where they were able to score one-on-one, we knew, but I thought we did a good job on their shooters, just didn't think we did a good job defending the paint on their non-shooters.
In both of your games so far, you've held your opponents to a very low assist total. Now, Prairie View, by design, probably played a little more one-on-one, didn't look to record as many assists, but do you feel like you have made it tough defensively for the other teams to get into their offense?
Yeah, I think from an analytics standpoint, if you ever look at it, you know, ISO basketball is probably not the way to play in order to be really efficient. So there is a quality to defense where you are trying to make people do that. It's not as, hey, let's everybody just push up on your man and let's let this look like second grade basketball, right? I'm just staring at the person that I'm supposed to guard while everybody. We need to be a little bit more team-oriented, but at the same time, there's ways in order to prevent assisted buckets. A lot of it is a commitment by players to knowing personnel. And you're going to have to fan out. You're going to have to get to certain people. You're going to have to make them take dribbles with the basketball to not give them clean looks. But I don't – the design of our defense is not – it's to get stops, right, and to prevent you from – the shooters from preventing them to get clean looks. If somebody is dribbling and they're taking a shot outside the paint – we're usually doing a pretty good job. You know, you have to remind players that we can't take away everything. And our teams need to know this is okay. Just because they make it doesn't mean we played bad defense. And just because they miss does not mean we played good defense. And so there's a lot of that's knowledge that you're trying to pass on to your players via film, via practice. It's like this is what we're going to live with, right? We can't take away everything. And you need to understand this is what we're willing to live with. We're willing to live with the one-on-one plays as long as they're not inside the paint. You know, if you're making dribbles and you're trying to, in essence, take away the flow of the other team's offense, I think one of the things that really kills energy offensively is a whole bunch of dribbling. And if we can kind of get you to dribble and defend, we feel like we can kill some of your flow. It's the teams that really move the ball, which we're trying to be one of those teams offensively, that really put you in compromising position. So it is something we're mindful of. It's not the goal. I saw at some point, I think after game one, we were second in the country at not giving up assisted buckets. It's not a goal. It isn't anything that we talk about. What we talk about is can we make the other team take a shot off the bounce outside the paint, and then more importantly, can we be in front of that shot and contest it? If we're doing that, we feel like we've been in a good position, and I do feel like that has happened the first two games.
You're listening to Paul Mills as we talk Shocker basketball, and we'll be right back.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back on our Shocker Men's Basketball Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. Coach, I thought something that was impressive in the Prairie View game. Kenyon Giles scored 20 points in the first game. He had a big first half at 5 of 7 threes, and yet did not show any inclination at all in the second half to add to that total or look for shots. I thought he really let the game come to him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just being able to make plays for other people, especially when you're a focal point. Like, I mean, after a first half like that, you're going to be a focal point. People are going to make sure that they take away. It's going to get emphasized at timeouts for the other team. And he did a tremendous job, you know, just moving the basketball, not a selfish player. And if you look at our offensive efficiency, it was better in the second half when he was in the basketball game. It is a privilege that I remind our players of to play with a player like Kenyon Giles. You know, I've been able to coach guys like that that demand a lot of attention from the opposition. And what happens is it just opens up the court a lot more. So it opens up opportunities for other people. And so it really is a tremendous privilege to be on the court with a guy kind of commands that kind of attention, because you're going to be able to get looks if you're one of those other four guys. Now, it falls on our shoulders as a staff to get him some opportunities. To be honest, we don't really have a whole lot in the playbook for Kenyon Giles. I know that may sound strange, but he's such a natural scorer. And we've seen it in practice. We kind of have to design things for other people. We don't have to design much for Kenyon, but knowing that he'll be a focal point moving forward, as he should be, just because of his ability to make shots, we have stuff that, you know, we'll implement and put in as the season goes along in order to get him opportunities. But he's a good basketball player, and if the game requires him to pass, he's gonna pass. You know, we tell our guys, whatever the game demands, good players supply. And he's supplying the things that are necessary, and has done a good job these first two games.
Michael Gray came in certainly with a reputation as a proven shooter and scorer, had kind of a rough first game, didn't get off to a great first half, but really lit it up in the second half. And just from a psychological standpoint, how important was that? You knew it was coming, but just to have it happen for him relatively early.
Yeah, you need it to happen early and him to get shots. He had a quality look off of a baseline OB, you know, in our opener against UNC Asheville, and he missed it. And, you know, I just told him, he's like, does this mean I don't get the play run again? And it's like, no, you know, like, we're going to run it again. And we ran it again against the Prairie View, and he made it. And so, you know, it is one of those things where you want to see your players succeed and the ball go in, but they have to know when to shoot. And I thought the shots that he took, his ability to spot up, you know, he kind of initiates the offense. We don't just do a ton via him via pick and roll. We kind of utilize passes in order to initiate offense when he's in the basketball game, which is a little bit different than Dre. And Dre and E-Man versus paired with Will and Mike, that's a little different just how we approach things offensively. But I appreciate the fact that he can command attention, and because, it opens up opportunities to drive for other players on the court, and there's also an interior presence that we can have because teams have to make sure that they are knowledgeable of where those guys are in, and they can't shrink the floor as much.
You mentioned Dre. Dre Kindle, one of the first players you signed last year out of junior college, and you know, I know you had a good feel for what he was all about, but a little curious to see him at this level and how you feel about how he's making that transition.
Yeah, his value is his energy. You know, you've heard me mention this before, that skills are king, but intangibles are supreme. and he's got intangibles. Like, he calls after every game, and sometimes I haven't even had a chance to watch it, and what can I do better? And he'll ask, you know, not only a lot of players just ask what can they do better offensively. He asks what can he do better defensively as well as offensively. And he really, really just, I think he plays with gratitude. And you can see how thankful he is for just the opportunity that's been extended, and that kind of showcases itself. And at the same time, he plays with a lot of intensity, and his ability to stay intense and play with gratitude, is those are attributes that you want to see in all of your players. But he's terrific.
We'll continue with Coach Paul Mills on our weekly podcast right after this.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Welcome back to the Shocker Basketball Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. The Shockers come off a 105-62 win over Prairie View, now 2-0 in the year. They will entertain Loyola Chicago on Thursday at Koch Arena. Will Berg came in here out of a very good program at Purdue, and although being in the program didn't play an awful lot, talk a little bit about the fact that playing so much more, how that's going to help him with various things.
Yeah, I feel like he has to get his land legs. You know, he's been at sea for a little while, and now he's getting an opportunity to touch the floor and kind of figure things out. And it's one I think he's just going to get better and better the more he plays. You have to embrace physicality. You just have to understand that's the game, right? And you have to be able to embrace the physicality. He's done that. We've seen him on the floor for a few loose balls. And he was also he was physical. I've always thought that, you know, there's a lot of leagues that are really physical. And in order to have a caliber of player that you believe can succeed, you have to understand that that player actually is wired that way. He's wired that way. And so, which is a really, really good thing. He can score around the rim, like, and he's got great hands. Like, I mean, you can throw him the basketball. He hadn't bobbled any for us, and he's been able to get some. His finishing will continue to improve. I think he has one-on-one skills on the block. But he's also a positive assist-to-turnover guy, which you don't see out of a lot of bigs. You know, if you can get a big to be one-to-one, you know, you're in a pretty good position. Hey, you're helping our team just as much as you're helping the other. But he's actually, we have five guys through all of our practice stats, through the 30 practices that you're allowed to have prior to your first game. And he was close to a 2-to-1 assist to turnover. So tremendous job there of just having good hands, having good vision, embracing physicality. And he'll just get better and better as the season goes on. And he's just he told me early in the year, or after he was here for about 3 weeks, he says, if you get me the ball in this area, I'll score. And I remember thinking, all right, we'll find ways. And you know what? To his credit, you recognized a player who had confidence. He just needed to kind of see it materialize for him. And I'm happy for his success so far.
In addition to bringing him in, you brought in Emmanuel Okorafor, a different type of player, more athletic, very physical. And one of your assistants told me during the summer that you mentioned the physicality, that that was a priority with you in bringing in this class, to maintain a high level of physicality on the front line.
Yeah, it's one of the things I've learned about this league is there are a lot of physical basketball players. You know, I think back to that Memphis team a year ago, and, you know, they could just punish you with their physicality. and Dane Danjou came over from Illinois. You knew that that was something that he had embraced. And I felt UAB was a really physical team. Tulane had really physical players. North Texas was really physical. And just felt like we were not up to par, you know. I thought our backcourt had good physicality, and Xavier Bell and Ronnie DeGray, Justin Hill. We had guys in the backcourt that could kind of be on par with other teams in the league. But we did not have front court physicality that we needed, and across all the way across. And so we basically have six guys. When you think about that four spot, you have TJ Williams, Dylan Battee, Jarrett Valencia, and they have versatility. All of them can guard multiple positions and can do things around the rim and retrieve basketballs through offensive rebounds. And then from a front court, you have Will Burr, you have Emmanuel. Noah is a tornado some days, and he's kind of running around like a bowling ball, just what pin can I hit next? And so there's a rawness there, but I knew it was something that he wouldn't shy away from, even though he wasn't necessarily have the weight that those other guys have in Emmanuel and Will. And so I feel really good about the front court, and I do feel like that's an upgrade from a depth standpoint of just the guys that we have that, you know, can embrace that level of physicality.
Back to Will Burr. On Thursday, you will face in Miles Rubin, a 6'9", very athletic, superior shot blocker type. And do you feel like that's a great opportunity for Will in his early development to face somebody like that and see how he handles and adjusts to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have a player like Rubin that, you know, is an elite level shot blocker, and just anything around the rim, he's able to get his hands on, and if he doesn't get his hands on it, he alters the shot. And so he really is a force down there defensively, but he's also one offensively, because he's drastically improved as a free throw shooter. I mean, for a career, his first 2 years, he was, you know, right around 50%. And I think he's missed one the entire year through their first three games. And so he's a lefty. That kind of presents a little bit of a different challenge. He's a top of the square guy that you can just lob the ball up somewhere near the vicinity of the rim and he can go catch it. And then he can also really dribble, you know, and go left. So he presents a number of challenges. And you know, we'll see how this plays out and Thursday night. But, you know, our bigs have a challenge. Our backcourt has a challenge. Loyola Chicago is ranked high in the A-10 for a reason and have a really good group. But it is a step for these guys. You know, the good thing about playing in the Big Ten for Will, Emmanuel playing in the ACC at Louisville and then the Big East at Seton Hall, you know, these guys have seen this caliber of talent. So it isn't going to be anything new to them. It just stylistically presents a different challenge.
One other guy in your front court that I wanted to mention, I believe, if I heard correctly, that Dylan Battee was someone that you actually tried to recruit out of high school. Didn't play a lot at Temple last year, but he might be one of the biggest surprises so far to people.
Yeah, Dylan's been great, to be honest with you. I mean, we were recruiting TJ Williams and Dylan, and we only had one scholarship, and TJ took it, and we're glad he did. And then when Dylan became available, now we were in a situation to where, okay, we had to regroup. We had lost some front court players and Ronnie DeGray and needed some other guys in order to come in after losing Corey Washington. And Dylan's been great. I think Dylan, again, players are going to get better, and it's just a focus of ours, and we're committed to it. You know, I could be the worst coach in the world, but if you put time in the gym, you're going to be better. I think what coaches help you do is they allow you to go further faster. They can kind of press the gas pedal and accelerate your ability. What would have taken a year may take 11 months. And so that's what coaches do. They get you from one point to the next. And Dylan is a good player. I don't think he's even scratching the surface of what his ceiling can be. And I know he's going to be a really good player. I just don't know when. And so to watch him go out there and have the reps, you know, first game, we need Dylan to be under control and play with poise. And the first game was really proud, zero turnovers. The other night we had a few – that I think he's going to come back. He's going to embrace. You may have heard him tell the story about how he takes notes after every practice and every game. And he's mindful of what's occurring, and he's mindful of asking questions in order to correct what he sees on the court. But I do think Dylan Battee is going to be able to add a lot, especially in the coming years.
You're listening to Paul Mills as we talk Shocker basketball. Back with our final segment right after this.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
We are back with head coach Paul Mills talking Shocker basketball on our weekly podcast. Loyola of Chicago in town for a Thursday matchup. And as you mentioned, this is a program that's picked in the top five of the A-10. They've had some success the last couple of years under Drew Valentine with 20 or more wins, and maybe a general impression of them?
One, have a number of shooters and have an elite level point guard and an elite level big, and kind of put those guys in a ton of pick and rolls and do different actions in order to get to get that 1-5 pick and roll matchup and find ways. And then they just kind of put shooters all over the court, and they're a tough bunch simply because, you know, if you do not get to shooters or you pay way too much attention and sag off guys in order to contain the 1-5 pick and roll, you're going to find yourself in a bad situation. And really gritty team. They were down 14 to North Texas and come back and take a lead within a matter of minutes at the opening of the second half. And they've got guys that have played, and so they understand what they're trying to do. So an environment that's on the road, you know, even though it's a former Missouri Valley foe, I don't think it's going to shock them. They've been together. They understand. So all of that to say, you know, because of their ability to shoot the ball, because of their ability to have two elite guards at the center position and at the point guard position, and how much pick and roll they do and the way that we defend it, it's if we're not on top of our stuff, this can go south really quick. So really good personnel, and it's going to be a heck of a game on Thursday night.
They have, through their first three games, averaged 30 three-point attempts per game. And you might face a team or two like that down the road, but certainly it's a little bit of a unique challenge.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that. I mean, you don't need to hit but 10, 12 of those, and you could find yourself on the wrong end of a bad night. And so when a team puts up that many shots and puts up that many threes, like, you need to be able to dial that back some. They can't get that many off. You need to be somewhere around the 25 number, just in regards to being able to limit attempts. But it's kind of how they get them. And you have a point guard out there who can just – like, when you go look at the shots that Loyola Chicago makes, and you have a guy who's top 50 in the country at their point guard spot who's delivering passes – those players don't have to do anything but catch the ball right in the middle of their numbers and shoot it. So they're really accurate, and then they have tough players who can also take you off the dribble and offensive rebound. So, again, we're going to have to be – there's going to have to be a lot of adherence to our scouting report, and we're going to have to do a great job in pick-and-roll defense.
You mentioned they played North Texas on Sunday. Is there a little bit of extra bonus that maybe you didn't anticipate in that with North Texas having a new coach, a lot of new players, that this will be kind of a point of reference, both of you having played them as you get down the road?
Yeah, you know what? We don't really use what's a – term here, transitive theory, to where you try to figure out what your margin is going to be based upon the other team. Yeah, we don't really speak about what other teams did, but I will tell you that, you know, just watching some of the things that other coaches do and other players do in order to get things off rhythm, I think we take that and you get a lot of film being able to show your guys these are some things that have worked against that. But, I mean, they're going to make adjustments. They were, you know, the Mercyhurst game, Mercyhurst switched everything, 1 through 5. And wasn't really concerned about being cross-matched, and then they solved that one. So I think they're still trying to figure out pieces to the puzzle and just how people approach them. We're not going to be as complex maybe as Mercyhurst was and just doing that. So I don't think there's going to be that big of an adjustment. It is going to be, you know, that sense of urgency that you have to have in order to contain pick and roll and get to shooters, that kind of the keys to the game.
And coming off these first two games, is this a quality of team that's really a good step for your team as far as seeing how you're continuing to improve on things, absorb scouting reports, and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, this is, again, because of the quality of players, but the quality of returners. And so you have players that have been there before at Loyola Chicago, and they played on a NIT team last year that won in advance. So that's where it comes in. Like, they've played together in these kind of environments, been in them. And I, to be honest with you, I actually wish they would be 3-0, because I know when you drop to how hungry you are the next time and just how much of a sense of urgency that you play with. And just knowing that they have veterans who've experienced winning, you know, they're coming in with a bit of a desperate mentality early in the year, and that we've got to be able to surpass that.
Should be a good one. Thursday night, Coke Arena, Wichita State, Loyola of Chicago. Thank you for joining us on our podcast with Paul Mills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.